I invite you to say yes to that place inside of you that brought you to sit in the chair today. To feel the love for you. Whatever brought you here, which may have changed over the past 2 days. Whatever brought you here brings you to a deeper place of love for the spiritual being that you are, for the reason that you are here, for this wonderful vessel that carries your soul around and bumps into other wonderful vessels so that you can have the experiences of growth and learning, of seeking, of becoming, of opening, of understanding, but most of all, of acknowledging your own light and what that light is to the rest of this planet, of this galaxy.
So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you, your light, your brightness. It is brighter today than it was even yesterday, yeah? Can you imagine that kind of brightness? Woo! We see all of Sacramento and Northern California just wondering what in the world is happening in Sacramento, huh? Yes, we know that your light is expanding in ways that you do not even know possible. You have no idea what is going to happen next. And it's like, and then it happens and you say, that was wonderful, huh? dearest beings of light, you know that coherence in your heart. You know that feeling of going into the heart and responding to life from that heart center. If you are responding to life from that heart center, one might say that they would never get rattled, eh? Oh, and then that human thing happens, yes? Well, dearest beings of light, you are indeed the new human. Breathe that in. You are, as we said, the next evolutionary step. So, understand that every time you hear yourself complaining about some situation that you are in, our response would be to change your bracelet. Our response would be to, when you are complaining about it, you are indeed a part of the problem, not part of the solution. So yesterday, our dear friend Kryon talked about bringing in the leaders of this country and all countries into that frequency of love. How would the leadership of this planet be if they were all coming to the world from that vibration? Just take a deep breath and imagine that right now. If it helps to put your hand on your heart and feel those leaders coming into your heart so you can speak to their souls, so you can speak to the wisdom that is coming within them and help them honor that love. We do not really care what you think about the intention of other leaders because they are human. So therefore they are your brother and sister. They are your family. And we know what you think of some of your family. Hold them in that state of love as well. For you see, when you hold even the most aggressive individual in a state of love, miracles can happen. We want to tell you a story that happened when our vessel Marilyn and Li and his entourage were with 300 other people in Israel. And that story, this one little man, just a little light being, he was, we don't know, somewhere between 70 and 150. So he was not a big, strong man, but he was out wandering on his own. And he walked into the wrong neighborhood or the wrong street all by himself and was immediately accosted by beings that were pushing against him and threatening him in horrible, horrible ways, telling him how all many bad things they were going to do to him, for him, with him, horrible stuff. And that wondrous little man just looked at them with an open heart and said, I love you. I love you. I love you. No matter what they did, no matter what they said, I love you. And these men stopped and walked away. And they went back to their homes that night and said, you'll never believe what happened today. And if that little man can change the life of possible attackers that would take his body, so they would be shifted and changed in their home life, so can you. There are no mistakes in this world. Could we tell you another story? Of course. What are you going to do? We've got the microphone. We had a dear friend that was on a tour many, many years ago in India. Many, many years ago. It was before we even thought about being here with Cryon. And she got very ill on her tour and went into the hospital, couldn't walk. And everyone that came up to her in the hospital, the personnel, the orderlies, people would say, Namaste, because that is their custom, yes? Namaste. And she would smile back up at them and say, yes, I know, no mistake. And they looked into her heart and they were changed by her love of no mistake. You see, that is what you are doing when you look back with love. Our dear Maureen, indeed, have been dancing the dance all round, making sure everything was perfect. And they just handled everything with love. When you handle everything with love, that is what you get back. Yes? So open your hearts to that coherence. Open your souls to that image of just presenting whatever adversity comes your way with, I love you. I love you. I love you. And no mistake. You see, if it were a mistake, it would not exist. Correct? There is no such thing as failure. You know that. There's only feedback. The only way, oh, well, that didn't work very well. Let us try something new. You're wondering about the person in the hospital, yes? She did cross. And now she's a guide with the masters. So you see, how do you choose to live your life? To go through life thinking, oh, well, that was a mistake, or this was didn't work, or blah, blah, blah. No. You are the way showers. You are the enlightened ones, or at least working on it because you're here. You are the ones that are saying, no mistake, because we namaste you. You see, we honor you. Even though you may be different from us, we still hold you in that heart of coherence, that heart of love. So how many times can you go through your day, today, tomorrow, when you get cut off in traffic, when whatever happens in your world, and you can say, I love you. I just love you. And then see what miracles happen. In your life. Because when you shift, everything around you shifts as well. And that's the key. There's a whole lot of shifting going on. And that energy of shift is what is awakening the consciousness of this planet. So you can hold the leaders in your arms of love. When you meditate, just bring them all to your heart center and help them learn and understand who they are, and help them understand that they can put their little egos aside sometimes, just as you can. So, dearest beings of light, as you respond to your friends and your enemies, you know the time to become the new human is to keep that heart center open. And to know that there are no mistakes, that this person came into your life for some reason, for some reflection that you are getting to learn from once again, even though you may have thought you've been through all that. If it comes up again, you're not finished with it. If you still have a body, you haven't ascended yet. So understand, we implore you. We ask you to ask yourself, what would love do in this situation? What would love say in this situation? How can that new energy be me? We know each of you are thinking of situations now where you want to hold that energy of love. So take a deep breath. Hold that energy in any conflict that no longer serves your highest joy. Any little discrepancy in the bliss point of your world. And just hold that energy right now. Breathe into it. Look at it. Feel that energy. Maybe it is a relationship. Maybe it is a situation. And then just breathe into it with, I love you. I love you. Forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me. Thank you. I'm so grateful for what you're teaching me. I love you. Breathe into that. And then let's see what miracles happen in your world. Huh? What miracles come to you because of that love? You can email us, let us know. Well, email our vessel Marilyn. Let us know what miracles happen just because of love, because there is no mistake. Dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We came all this way just for you. We are honored by your presence, by your commitment to staying here. And we bid you namaste. No mistake.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many paradigm shifts upon you. We spoke last night about one of the most important ones, and that is the turnaround of how you treat those in your life. There is another paradigm that will eventually shift. But the shift is going to occur over time because of something that's going to change that you haven't thought about. All aspects of your culture will be affected eventually. The questions some of you have asked is, what can I do next? What is it that would have the most results? Adironda says, you look upon those and say, I love you. You look upon situations and you change them. You change them with how you think about them, with your compassion. No mistake. So let's talk about one that is prevalent and must change and will change. And I'm going to call it, are you ready? Fake news. Only this one is a bit different. And it has many levels. Let's talk about today. Let's talk about one in 3D. And then let's go beyond that and let's talk about the esoteric ones. This is news that you are given, that you believe, and that you trust. It's completely and totally fake. March 25, 2018, you're going to be hit with an amazing geomagnetic storm from the sun, an amazing corolla event, a hole that's astonishing, will come slamming into this planet with all of its force, disrupting all communications, knocking out satellites. It might even affect your health. How do you like it so far? At the end of this channel, why don't you try to find out what happened? It's so interesting that the news you get is so dramatic and is everywhere and goes viral. And then when it doesn't happen, there is no news at all until the next one happens that doesn't happen. How many times have you been told the end of the earth is coming? And then no one is responsible when it doesn't happen. Let me tell you what happened today. What happened today is indeed a sun anomaly, something that has been seen before. Very large indeed, this coronic hole, if you want to say that. with streams that go past the earth in odd ways that they have seen before. If you went to the office of the astronomer and you said to him or her, "What happened today?" and they will say, "What's happened before? The magnetic grid of this planet absorbed it, and it wasn't really all that big at all." "We made a mistake," they might say. "We told the news about the storm." And they are not astronomers, and they are not physicists. They're reporters of drama. And that is what this planet got: fake news. And they will tell you, and they will report, if you look into it, if you care, if you want to do the research, that what happened this weekend was very normal. Didn't even move the pegs much on that they measure. This is the example that we're going to look at right now: fake news. Things that have been completely and totally distorted or taken out of context, or actually designed to be false, to get a reaction, perhaps to sell products, perhaps to make you cower in fear. So let's take a look at some of the others. I want you to remember this channel, because everything I'm going to tell you is fake news. What are you facing right now? That little voice inside is going to say to you, "It's not going to turn out well. Here it is again. Look what's happened in the past. Completely and totally false." The old energy triggers of your consciousness are still stuck with old tapes playing because of an old situation, not the one you're in today. Your own mind plays the same tapes over and over because of things that might have happened in the past in certain ways before you know what you know now. That's fake news that you are giving to yourself. Profound it is, if you think about it. It is the very reason for the study of coherence, in order to settle those tapes, if you want to say so, in order to grasp a truth that is pure and beautiful. And the truth that is pure and beautiful is that nothing that happened in the past will happen in the future. It's not designed that way. And this future has a completely and totally different light. I'll give you a big one. And it comes from not yourself, but it comes from others who then tell it to you and becomes inbred in you and then becomes that from yourself. The ones who told you you can't be something, or you won't be something, or you can't do this, or you can't do that, or this will never work, or that will never work. Told to you by authorities. I want you to combine that with a controversial truth. A doctor will tell you, based upon research, education, and measurement of the day, of what's going to happen to your body. And in an old energy, it might even have been a death sentence. Here's what's going on with you. And then your brain, your heart, the triad, all the things we've talked about, sinks to a new low and wonders how you're going to survive, what's going to happen next. That is the oldest fake news that ever existed. You see, there's no consciousness reaction of a new energy that says, "Well, that's what your instruments say, but that's not what my consciousness sees." When I start talking to my cellular structure, that will be then corrected, and your instruments are going to show it. I'll be back later to show you. This is a new light where you can start talking to the cellular structure within, unless it believes the fake news. It's controversial because people will say, well, is a diagnostic correct or not? It is correct for the moment for the doctor, not for you. And if you believe it and it sinks you to a low level, you haven't really got this message clear. The new consciousness of this planet is one that can look in the face of this kind of thing. Imagine looking in the face of a disease and saying, you haven't got a chance because I love you. And you might say, how can you say that to a disease? Because it will disseminate it. It'll go away. It'll dissolve it. What you're saying is, I love myself too much to let this rule me or kill me or even make me sick. Dear ones, this is a stretch of the imagination for some. It's fake news. The only news that is true is that which you develop from the connection to the greater source that you call God, Spirit, the center. With God inside, that's your baseline. That is your main truth. That's where you come from. Not what you hear on the news, not the diagnosis you hear from the doctor, not what your parents have told you, your friends have told you, or even those you trust who they're teachers who've told you. So let's get to the highest fake news there is today. Are you ready for this one? The highest fake news there is today is that you were born dirty. That you don't deserve to be here. That somehow, through some convoluted story, that something happened on this planet when you got here, you're going to suffer for it. And so it starts at the bottom and you can't get ahead. There's no way. You see, you were born dirty, low energy, all of these things. Let me ask you this. When your child was old enough to understand the language you speak and could look in your eyes and say, Mom, Dad, who am I really? What would you tell them? Let me ask you this, from the center of the greatest love you would have as a mother or a father. Would you look at them and say, I'm sorry to tell you, you don't have a chance. You're laughing because it's absurd. And you put that upon the greatest love there is in the universe. You put that upon God and you believe it. It's fake news. That is not how it is at all. You are born magnificent with everything functioning. And you can go from there. Everything functioning. The planet itself has got a ratio of performance that is not fully activated because human choice has taken it into the 35 percentile. In other words, although everything is there and can work, the low energy of the past has beat it up. So it doesn't function well, and suddenly you are in a light, a new consciousness, a new area. We're even telling you that eventually you will create peace on earth. You're functioning better than you ever have before. You all know this, mother, daughter, psychologist. You look in the eyes of a child and tell them they are worth every bit of anything they could conceive, that they could go to the top, that they are good, that they are beautiful, and that the sky is unlimited. This is what you tell a child, and that's what they remember. And yet you're told that the greatest love of the universe has put you here unworthy. It doesn't make sense. It's not spiritual logic. Where are you in the scenario of fake news today? What have you been told you cannot do? What does medicine say is going to happen to you? That's fake, all of it. It's the best that can be done with an instrument that measures your chemistry, but it can't measure the magnificence of your consciousness that is so powerful that no diagnostic will fit or stick. How long are you supposed to live? Fake news. It is. And you buy into it because of all that is shown to you on the media. You pass a certain age, and now you're supposed to do something, like everyone else does. You're supposed to catch things that everyone else does because you're over a certain age. It's fake news. We have told you, if your media gives you these things, turn off your media. Go to a place where you can get the facts that you want to get and your time the way you want to get them, and not how it's dished out to you as it would be the general public. Dear ones, this is all going to change someday. And there will come a generation which would never, ever tolerate what you see today as fake news. There'll come a generation where they will be actually anticipating in a political arena just how nice and kind candidates can be to one another. And how they are measured is just how compassionate they could be to one another. And the winner will be the one who is the most compassionate. That's coming. Because it's what the public will see and react to and recognize as fake news. Today in the political arena, have you seen the old energy and the way it develops and how you're supposed to slaughter your opponent in public and bring them to their knees and find things that nobody knows about in order to hurt their heart? There'll come a day when that is seen as barbaric. Barbaric. Compassion is the key. I want you to watch for the fake news and just laugh at it. It's all over. And we're not talking about your media, dear ones. We're talking about what you remember that those have told you. It is not accurate. The situation before you today, no matter what it is, can have a benevolent outcome, guided with the bubble that you precede yourself with that is you of light, that changes things as you walk through life. This is the message of Kryon. It's the message of Adironda. And you're going to hear these channelings from so many sources that start to turn around and give you the best news you've ever heard about the potential of humans on this beautiful earth. Old soul, you're still doing the heavy lifting, but it won't last forever. This is why we love humanity the way we do. Amazing. And so it is.